DW.
The Albufeira Lagoon is one of the largest and most important lakes in the Iberian Peninsula. It's over 27 square kilometres and is separated from the Mediterranean Sea by a natural park that contains sand dunes and pine forests. But dipping into the water, we find a much darker story, one in which more than 50 years of industrial and urban pollution, plus the residues of rice cultivation, the dominant agricultural crop of the Albufeira, has transformed the lake and with it, its natural biodiversity.
Gloria was very heavy.
Yeah, yes, it's true.
Sergi Campillo, the vice mayor of Valencia, takes me by boat across the lagoon to explain some of the problems.
It was a crystalline lagoon with a lot of subaquatic plants and plenty of life and biodiversity. But in the 60s, it was established a lot of industry and polluted it, and then it changed quickly to a contaminated state called a eutrophic lake, which means that it has a lot of nutrients inside. From the 90s in the 20th century, because of this installation that we built it to avoid this income of polluted water, then the lake has been recovering, but slowly, because we lack water. In Spain, water, it's controlled by the central government, and we have a problem because it does not come enough water into this lake.
Jordi Domingo from the Global Nature Foundation, an organization which works towards improving water quality in the region, explains that an increase in agriculture has put more strains on the main river, the Júcar, which feeds the Albufeira.
Most of the water that should get to the protected area comes from the Júcar River in the south, and it's a long river crossing several regions in Spain, and there's been a big development of agriculture inland. This water is used now for irrigating fruits, nut trees, vineyards. We've worked quite a lot at Fundación Global Nature with climate change scenarios, and all the projections, all the models, tell us that the flow rate in the rivers will decrease in the coming 20, 30 years. So if the water is somehow blocked upstream because it's going to be used in agriculture and other things, if we still have less water in the future, I don't see a short-term solution for the volume.
The Chinese philosopher Confucius once wrote, "You ask me why I buy rice and flowers. I buy rice to live and flowers to have something to live for." Rice has been cultivated in the Albufeira for over 1,000 years and is ingrained in the psyche of the region's agriculture, with over 27,000 hectares given over to rice paddies. When flooded during the growing season, the paddies provide a wealth of much-needed water that fills up the Albufeira. It's also an important home to migrating birds. Its relationship with local communities stretch back many generations. Jose Jorge runs the Car Pepe restaurant in El Saler, a small village next to the Albufeira. His grandfather, a rice farmer, opened the restaurant back in the 1940s, using his own rice to make the world-famous dish called paella, which originates from Valencia. And 70 years on, that tradition still continues.
The Albufeira Lake is not just for rice and the restaurants. It's for the entire ecosystem around it as well. It's for the pine forests, the sand dunes, the sea. This is an ecosystem that we have to value, and it's very important, not just for the city of Valencia, but for the entire community of the Valencia region. And so we really hope the politicians and people in charge realize that it's worthwhile to maintain it, value and respect it, and above all, look after it.
But rice production is also a double-edged sword, according to Jordi Domingo.
Rice cultivation is very peculiar. You have to grow the rice in water, but the water needs to be running all the time, or the rice will get rotted. And when the rice is growing, of course, you need fertilizers, you need pesticides, at least this is what is happening here. When you have a surface of water that is running, everything you released on the plants will go to the water and will be washed off very quickly. So that means that if you have the fertilizers, they will be converted into nitrates. You have also phosphorus, and it will be washed off. And the final point of the watershed is the lake.
The solution, Domingo says, could be to go organic, but that presents another problem.
The problem here in La Albufera is that rice paddies were constructed taking the land that was occupied by the lake. So the water is running from one field to the other. Actually, what you're doing is you are receiving water from your neighbor. So if your neighbor is releasing water, plenty of pesticides, you won't be able to produce organically.
Well, I'm standing in front of the Valencia Parliament building. Later this year, the Spanish government will be drawing up its next six-year cycle for the distribution and maintenance of Spanish river basins. And the message coming out from Valencia is that the government needs to consider providing more natural water to the Albufera, as well as better systems of filtration, if the lagoon is to continue being of importance for its rice agriculture and its biodiversity. Ashish Sharma, DW, Valencia.
DW.